so horny for Factor.
Yeah, be so horny for edamame. Yeah.
I don't co-sign this accent. I just want to say I want to say that to Factor. You haven't lived till you got to a strip club with Johnny Lawrence and seen him so incoherent he can barely talk.
Now, Gidim has a picture of the three barons and the curator as a space monkey. Gidim, right. You should wear gold all the time. You look so much thinner.
That is not
That is me. Not him.
Tell 'em, Steve, Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve, Dave. BQ is here.
Hello.
Walt is here.
Hey.
Gidim is here.
How you stankin'?
And I am here. Q, you were wondering about this curtain that went up. And
yeah, it came in. There's a steely gray curtain hiding off about a quarter of the studio here.
I'd say maybe less than a quarter.
Eighth, maybe.
An eighth. More than an eighth. Anyway. The green screen end of the studio is a lovely gray curtain. Put across.
Yeah, I think it. We're in the process. Time moves differently here. I mean, I probably shouldn't move that May 9th date to about May 30th. But
it's not too late.
No.
May 9th of 2027, right?
I didn't even remember what you meant. I was like, what's May 9th?
Oh, yeah. We got Danhausen's better be here May 10th.
Oh, I got my Danhausen t-shirt on.
Number one selling shirt.
Changed out the cabinet with a nice steel cabinet.
Look at that. Look at this place. Beautiful.
It's on wheels.
I didn't even know this couch had a wood element to it.
Yeah.
It was always so
We're moving and a shaking over here, brother.
When you say we...
Gidim's doing a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Gidim's doing a lot.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say he's doing what needs to be done to meet Q standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's currently on a very high with me. His stock is quite possibly the highest it's ever been with me.
How come?
Him and Key West was just a sight to behold. It was amazing.
You're going to want to schedule a couple game nights because he's back in action. The singing, the dancing.
He's recovered fully from the spinal surgery?
Yep.
I'm telling you this with – and I mean this, Walt, zero irony. Like what I'm about to say, I really feel in my heart of hearts. This guy fucking killed like I've only seen a few people kill in my entire life. He sang karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
And it was unbelievable. It was – he was a rock god.
Oh,
he threw everything into it. He's saying, "I want to fuck you like an animal." But like
Gidim. Yeah. Next time that cube bitches about a straw paper on the ground, just break out a fucking 9-inch nail saw.
It might be the key.
As soon as he starts giving you some shit about, something on the floor, just be like,
"Come on, Q, help me. I broke apart my insides."
I'm telling you, my work. Well, he was. First of all, his dad is just wonderful.
Now, was your dad there while you were singing this?
No.
But he made Ant send him the video.
Yeah.
And he's been showing it to family members.
It was great. No, you haven't seen it, Walt? Nobody showed it to you?
He showed me something.
It was like every jaws were on the floor.
Really?
I'm telling you, Walt, I am not kidding. Jaws were on the floor. He blew the room away. Whatever I did on stage at the New Jersey roast, whatever the polar opposite of it is what Gidim did. It was like I'm telling you, I have a decade of performing on big stages. That was one of the best performances I've ever seen.
So do we need to go any further with the studio cleanup, or are we good?
Might look like shit, Brooke Shields, but listen to this song.
We got a TV playing that footage 24 hours a day. Yeah, I might not need it. He was so kind to everybody. He was so giving of his time to people. His dad is just lovely. Like it was like I think Gidim and I just needed a vacation. I think we needed to get out of our element together.
There you go.
I'm in love with this guy right now.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up.
I'm trying not to. I'm
in love with
every
this
word.
Guy. Yeah.
I think my standards are a bit higher.
No, if you had been there, you wouldn't feel that way.
Okay.
Because it's not just about like the fact that it was such a great performance. It's you watched him shed all his bullshit and like just give in to the performance.
I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but yeah. I've not been too pleased with him on a personal level.
Well, that's your fucking problem,
right,
buddy.
But I was going to say, I don't know if I could
– I won't have you talk about getting him that way.
Well, how dare you?
I don't know if him breaking into song would have fucking made me feel –
It wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have worked.
Especially that song. Especially that song. Any song.
It could have been my favorite song. It could have been.
I was so impressed. Yeah. It was good to see.
Good. I'm glad.
Our whole crew.
Hopefully that that love affair, you know, hopefully the honeymoon lasts a long, long time.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I want to feel this way.
I think it's on you, though, to keep that, you know, keep that every time you start to feel a little, a little like.
I'll try.
Irritated. I
feel he's earned
think
it.
Think of Key West.
I'm going to. I feel he's earned it. Our whole crew, Walt, you would have been so proud. All of them. Home runs.
Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Jimmy the Hair Guy is now, I'm fully on board. I mean, I was on board, but now I'm like, I fucking love this guy. Like, what a pleasant dude. What a nice guy. Like Brian, he got a bloody nose on stage. Fucking did a great show through it. I was so impressed. Like a gushing bloody nose.
Really?
On stage during Space Monkeys.
What caused that?
Still not sure. On Thursday morning, I woke up. We got there Wednesday. Thursday morning, I woke up and I feel like my nose is like wet. And Mary Beth goes, "Why is there so much blood in your beard?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And like I looked down.
It sounds
and
like she's angry about it, though. Your tone of voice you chose for her. Well, she's annoyed and irritated.
I think
by
she was more surprised. Like what's going on? Like, you know, I got
you.
No,
like, is there? Do you
my annoyed
wake
is her
up with a little bit of blood in your beard? Why is there
tiny
so
bit,
much blood in your beard? Like, is it normal to wake up with any blood in your beard?
Not usually. Not usually. Because when I tell you that, like. It looked like a crime scene.
It was insane.
I took a picture. Really? I put it on Instagram. Yeah, there was so much blood on the sheets, on the pillow, on the way to the bathroom. Because
you didn't know it?
No, I woke up and that's just the way it was. Like I didn't wake up during it.
In a like a some like
no
a party
kind of stupor.
Haze?
No, not even partying.
Really?
No, he was in bed at like 8 o'clock at night. It was weird. He just disappeared.
Yeah, that
like,
much blood, I would think. I don't know if I could sleep through that. Like, you know,
I slept through it, and so I didn't. I didn't know what to do because it wasn't just a trickle. It was like it was flowing.
It was a gush.
Right. And so I looked online, and I'm like, all right, the best advice so far that I've seen is like pinch your nose with a rag and hold it up forward.
Yeah.
Don't hold it back because it'll go in your stomach. And so I did that and it stopped. And then a little bit later, I like, this is disgusting. So if you don't want to hear something disgusting, tune out for a second. Blood clots were like forming in my nose. So like I shot them out of my nose and then all of a sudden it cleared up. So I'm like, okay, like I guess it was just, you know, like dry air or whatever, recycled air from the airplane. And that night we went on the boat. Q rents a boat for everybody to go out on and you
like
know,
the artists and stuff. Yeah, it's like a sunset cruise on
sunset
a giant
cruise,
catamaran.
Yeah.
Artists.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was one of them.
He's one of them, man.
Artists. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Carry on.
So anyway, so I'm having a great time.
You don't think Jimmy the Hair Guy's an artist? You don't see him as an artist?
What's his art? What would you what
just being Jimmy Hair?
What your categories at art as? Yeah. What does it fall under?
He could be a MoMA.
Just being him, baby. Just being a lovely human.
Okay.
So that night we're out on the boat.
If everybody's an artist, nobody's an artist.
People on that boat were all artists.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm going to the bathroom. You know, I go down to the bathroom and I'm leaning over and then all of a sudden I see drip, drip, drip. The blood starts dripping again and like flowing. So I have to get another fucking rag and put it to my nose. By the time we get back to shore, it's pretty good. I'm not too bad. But the next night was Friday. Now I wake up with a little bit of blood, but not bad. Pretty
Are
decent
you feeling
throughout the
like
whole day.
Depleted too? Because
no, not really. It wasn't that much that I lost, you know, like because I guess they said if you lose it in cups, that's when you have to worry. But it wasn't definitely wasn't cups. So that night we're doing the show and all of a sudden I hear
oh,
and
no.
the collective gasp of everyone who's that's like, what's going on here? And I look down and there's just blood pouring out of my nose, dripping all over
people
my
shirt.
People
didn't think it was part of the gag? Like it was like a
– No. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Didn't look like part of a gag.
No. Yeah. No, so it's dripping down and I do the same thing. I hold the rag to my nose and like I can feel this fucking blood clot flowing or like in my throat. And I'm just like – I have luckily somebody – for whatever reason, put one of those plastic red party cups, the solo cups out, I guess to pour water in or something. And I just like put it very close to my mouth and just like hocked it up into this cup.
That's crazy.
And then put the paper towel over it. And so when we get back to the house, Mary Beth calls her dad and he's like, what should he do? Like, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, this is pretty normal. That's what Dr. D said too. It's like, it's not like crazy to have blood, bloody noses like this. But when I say – I'm not even measuring it in decades. I'm measuring it in scores that I haven't had a bloody nose.
Yeah.
Like 40 years probably I haven't had a bloody nose.
Now, did you have any bloody noses since leaving?
No.
Do you think maybe it was anxiety?
I think it could have been I went off my blood pressure medication. I ran out of it and I didn't have time to refill it. So I was off of it for like 5 days, and when I looked it up, it said that could have been a reason, well, like high blood pressure.
Yeah,
that was the only thing I could point to. But then
why
her
did you
dad,
go off of it?
Because I just ran out and I didn't get it refilled, and I was like, I don't know, I think I'm probably doing pretty good. Turns out, probably not. Yeah,
I mean, he handled it amazingly. He didn't miss a beat.
No.
No, he just put the thing up to his nose and just kept this on with the show.
I'll talk like this through the rest of the show.
Yeah, it was impressive. And he's talking to a guy who had a stroke on stage. That's when I had my stroke. I was on stage in Baltimore. So I know how hard it is. Like my whole eye went dark and I got a massive pounding headache. I walked to the side of stage. I threw up into a garbage pail behind one of the curtains. 10 minutes left in the show, went back in and finished it. So I know, how, you know. Yeah,
that's a trooper.
Yeah, but I was looking at you like, this guy gets it. The show must go on. Must go on.
Yeah. Well, her dad that night told me, the night of the show, he was just like, whatever you do, don't cough up these blood clots. Let them stay in because they have to clot the blood for like weeks. And I was like, all right. I don't know how that's going to be possible, but all right. Later on that night, same thing. Just coughed it up. And then after that, nothing.
Smooth sailing
after that. Yeah, nice. So far.
Are you back on the medicine?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was down there, a certain doctor prescribed it for me, a certain savior.
Dr. Feelgood?
Yeah, I wish. All he did was provide me the heart meds. That was it. I could have used a couple party drugs down there.
So that was impressive, dude.
Nice.
Ming Chen.
Ming Chen killed
a veteran.
In running for MVP status. He anything he needed to do, he did with gusto and enthusiasm. Chuck was there running around being friendly. Like, it was just like TSD was well represented and everybody was on their fucking greatest behavior.
Frank Five
was there. Johnny Law was down there. You haven't lived till you got to a strip club with Johnny Law and seen him so incoherent he could barely talk. It was great.
Yeah, I talked to Frank Five. He had a great time.
Yeah, Mrs. Five had a great time.
Yeah, we were out there Saturday night. I was shocked to see that it was like 1:30 in the morning and Frank and Miss Five were out there outside Irish great. Kevin's partying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having a great time.
We did, and Walt, you know, when your cameo, everybody who wasn't there, Walt did indeed dial in.
Yep.
Did a really funny bit, got out, left him wanting more.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
I felt bad for Walt because I think up until the last second, he's like, what's going on? Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
And like Jiggy's answer was like, do nothing.
Yeah, just do you.
Yeah.
Be an artist, Walt. Be you.
Yeah.
The artist known as Walt Flanagan. Our initial flight got delayed, though, due to a leaky sink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were on
a leaky sink?
On the actual plane. We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're like, okay, we got this leaky sink up front that we're going to have to deal with. So we got to get some repairmen in. So these repair guys come and they're ready to fix the sink. And it's the plumber. I've come to fix the sink. Is that from Sesame Street? Do you remember that?
It sounds like a porno.
Yeah, all right. It takes a half hour to fix the sink.
If they take off with a leaky sink – is it something that could take down a plane?
No, they ended up just shutting off the sink. They never fixed the leak. They just shut it off.
Yeah, they shut it off and put a plastic bag over the sink. They're like, don't use this sink.
Yeah.
But since we were a half hour trying to fix the sink, we lost our spot in line to take off. So the guy's like, all right, it's going to be like another 45 minutes. And everyone, yeah, again, like a collective, like, oh, like you just can't believe it. But decent flight down there.
Fine.
Once we got there, it was raining torrentially. But that lasted about 15, 20 minutes. And then after that,
thank God, part of the skies
perfect for Q. Part of the skies for Q West.
Yeah. Yeah,
the rest of the time, beautiful. No problems.
It was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? You know, as far as Q's talking, like everybody's working hard and shit and like giving it their all, I texted Walt. I said, there is no harder working guy in showbiz than BQ.
Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker was everywhere. Anywhere I went, like, because I went to most of the events. I think the only thing I missed was Doug Benson's show.
You missed a good one.
That's what I heard. I heard that he killed. I heard that he killed, but I was off doing other shit, so I didn't make it. But otherwise, I went to every single thing, and every single thing I went to, Q was there.
Yeah.
I was glad handing.
Kissing babies.
Kissing babies.
Still got complaints. Still got people who are like, not enough FaceTime. I was like, I said to her, I was like, I don't think I could physically deliver more FaceTime. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I got two complaints about that. One, who's someone that I like, and I was like, all right, I think I spent a lot of time talking to them last year, and they just wanted that again.
Yeah.
And the other person was like another person that like I spent a half hour talking to. And then they complained the next time I saw him, and I was like, this is nuts. And I let it get to me for about 5 minutes, and I just shook it off. I was like, fuck it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's a lot of money to go down there. A lot of money.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
So
like
I take that very seriously.
I thought about that when we were down there. I just had to, like, when people are like, yeah, this is how much it costs me to stay here. This is how much I make per hour. Like, when they were, like, breaking it down, I was really appreciative that people, like, went out, all out. And were,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
So
it's like, knowing that, I'm like, well, I owe it to them to be at everything and to do everything. I think maybe if we do it again, and we probably will, like, maybe I don't need to be in every show.
Right.
not even for workload, because if I'm not on stage, I'm working anyway. But, like, I just think people could do it less of me, like on stuff. Like, I don't know if it'd be an every.
Yeah, you were in a lot of shows.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was. You know, I just felt I owed it to everybody, and I was having a blast. It wasn't like it was hard. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Q does this thing called Five Stupid Questions, and one of the guys, it was funny because, like, you know, one girl was a body double, for TV shows, I think, right?
Yes.
The second person was. I don't remember what the second person did. Do you remember?
It was the first thing we did. I can't remember it.
Yeah.
I know we had the guy, Frank, from the alcohol place. He was good. He turned out to be a really good interview.
Let's Be Frank guy.
Yeah, Let's Be Frank guy was great.
Yeah. But one guy who got the biggest applause at the end of, like, his five stupid questions was a burglar.
Sam.
Sam nuclear guy.
Sam. Oh, nuclear guy did well, too. We had a nuclear scientist on stage. That came.
Just by chance? You just pull them off stage?
I have them submit anonymously just their jobs. And I look at the job, and then I call them off stage if I think I have something for them. And we had a nuclear scientist who was just kind of a brilliant dude.
You figured you'd have to be, right?
Yeah, you would think.
You weren't shocked by that, right?
No. He was dealing with a lot of top secret stuff, too. He couldn't answer questions. Yeah, he was like, I'm not allowed to talk about that. Yeah, he's like a current nuclear.
Working for?
One of those things he couldn't say.
He didn't say who he's working for.
No, it sounded like the government. He really didn't want to go into, like, that
locations
sort of stuff.
And stuff.
Is there a private sector of nuclear? Or is it only government?
I don't know who runs nuclear.
In the government?
I don't know. Well, power plants.
Yeah, I guess,
they're privately owned, right?
Yeah.
I heard New Jersey's opening up a nuclear power plant soon, right? They're lifting the ban on the –
because there was one down south, right? South Jersey.
Oyster Creek.
There was one, yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to open more nuclear power plants in New Jersey.
Uh-oh. Just what we need. More radioactive shit. Are they?
Yeah, they're bringing it back online.
What's it, 3 Mile
Island? 3 Mile Island?
What's 10 miles?
3 Mile Island. 10 Mile Island, I don't know.
3 Mile Island. But what's 10 Mile? Something else is 10 Mile.
Well, there's 8 Mile.
That's it.
Is that where Eminem lives? After he moved up from 8?
Yeah, he got rich. He moved to 10 Mile.
Put his own nuclear reactor.
3 Mile Island, right.
That was a dad joke. Yeah.
What did he say?
That's all
right. That's a dad joke right there. Eminem moving to 10 miles.
That's all right. Nobody.
That's how bad.
Everybody likes dad jokes. <I know. laughs>
Just like they like dad bods.
Hey, man. I mean, it didn't seem to be stopping me.
And dad water.
Dad, well, those guys are great. I mean, the sponsors came down to party. It was just great.
The Juicy Tits people were so nice.
I cannot believe. I love them.
Yeah. They were so nice.
Yeah.
What do they sell?
vodka. But and it's called
Juicy Tits.
Well, it's for part of it is charity for breast cancer and stuff like that. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great people. I was just it was just awesome.
There was a naming Walt, I made an executive decision for Tell 'Em Steve Dave. Okay. I know you don't really like that kind of thing. But
depends.
Devin. I think you're gonna like this. Devin, who the little Devin, remember her? Mm-hmm. She was a Tell 'Em Steve Dave ambassador for quite a while. She was like lived and breathed Tell 'Em Steve Dave. And
she stopped though at some point?
I think she kind of stopped. Yeah, I haven't heard from her in a long time. Haven't seen her in a long time. She was the – what's that?
Did you just say her executive decision when she's never allowed back since she stopped once?
She's allowed back, but she's been stripped of her title. That's the only thing. But we named a new Tell 'Em Steve Dave ambassador, somebody who exemplifies and lives and breathes Tell 'Em Steve Dave. And it was Justin Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you would agree with that.
That guy's great guy. Hardcore.
Yeah. Because we figured it couldn't be curator because he already has a title. And we wanted to get some new blood in there, right? Curator's getting old.
Curator. Well,
you're looking to replace the curator? Well, I mean, he did fumble the ball on the testes, though. He sent me a text apologizing, but basically admitting he was like, yeah, I didn't feel like taking it on. Now that admission of not having the energy to take on the testes, that didn't even influence your decision to like look for his eventual replacement.
Nah.
Curious.
Nice job.
His brains might be cooked. He wears black long sleeves and long pants. It doesn't matter if it's 90 degrees in the baking sun. He's just there in a black denim outfit.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, you're indoors in air conditioning, not in a Key West poolside. I'm not kidding at all. Yeah, great kid, though.
Oh, wow. So how much younger is Justin than the curator? Aren't they?
I think they're probably around the same age, yeah.
But the sleep with one eye open, curator.
Curator had a fucking amazing outfit.
I saw it.
I knew about it before. It was awesome.
Did you? He was keeping me updated for months on it. It is next level.
Yeah. It really is. Monkeys. He was wearing it around. We were like, holy fuck. It was like the Barons and then the Space Monkey.
Yeah, that was a costume that like he could get into cosplaying if he wanted to.
Yeah, but they all had that enthusiasm down there. It was great. And then somebody actually came up. So Jonna, who's a writer on Jokers, and Joe and Bergio were down there. They did a show that was extremely well received. Mm. And Jonna brought her husband, Matt, who doesn't listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave, doesn't know it. And he had a great idea that I wanted to bring to the table. Well, he said something, and that sparked a great idea. The great idea is mine.
From yours?
Yeah. I don't want to give Matt the credit for it, but he is involved. Okay. And he was like, I can't – he's like, it was so much fun, the Space Monkey show. He's like, I want to start listening to Tell 'Em Steve Dave. He goes, but it's so intimidating. So I thought like – because he's a funny guy. He's a personable guy. I thought I'd reach out to him.
Because of the numbers? The numbers so high?
Yeah. He's like – I've said that for years.
Yeah, he said that
so
for a
I thought if we – I'm going to get Matt in studio and he could ask us – questions
after May 9th, right?
this looks clean enough for Matt. This is good for Matt and Jonna.
Not good enough for Elizabeth Shue or whatever her name
Dan
was.
Danhausen.
No, what's the girl's name? They say
Brooke Shields.
No, it's definitely
Elizabeth
not.
Shue.
But good enough for Matt.
She's a great actress. If he brought her in, that would be awesome too.
Good enough for Matt and Jonna. Great, you know, and I figured we'd get him in here and he could ask us the questions that would help him break through to understanding. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Like a primer.
Book it.
Like a primer. And this way, we don't have to do any work. All he's got to do is ask the questions and we can answer them.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right, tell me the date.
I will.
Give me time to get our new rug in now.
Okay, yeah. All right. After the new rug in, we get Matt and John in here. And that could be like, because we always say about doing episode zero, like that could be the episode that we point people to and be like, hey, this is the primer on the show.
And who's he involved with, Matt?
He's married to Jonna, one of my writers Impractical Jokers. She's been with us forever. She's
fucking talented.
She's so fucking funny.
Holy shit.
The comedy show they did was just
– Yeah, a lot of people told me it was their favorite.
She was really good in it. I mean, she was really good with the Sherman the Scumbag stuff.
She's great.
She was like – she was really good. Yeah. You can tell the people who are well-versed in improv versus people like me who are not well-versed in improv.
Yeah, you did great. Her and Bergio just slammed they dunk. It. Love those guys.
They killed it. How was your week, Walt? Your solo week?
Very quiet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you come here?
One day I came. Yeah.
Put up that curtain?
No, I didn't put up the curtain. My wife needed to clean the house, so she's like, take the dog somewhere.
Get out.
There was nowhere else to go but here. But it was quiet, hot, but the air conditioner just came on May 15th. Yeah.
No,
April 15th.
April 15th, yeah.
It's like 49 degrees out and it's cold in here.
Yeah, no.
It was 84 degrees.
No, it's over here now.
Jesus.
Because the metal of the cabinet messes with the temperature.
And oh, gotcha.
I guess the rule in the plaza is you can't have the AC on until April 15th.
Okay.
Now, post the 15th, you know.
It's blasting.
It's chilly.
That's how I like it.
Probably till about October, I would imagine.
And the lady who runs the plaza is on vacation, so like I left a message and no response.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily, Ron won, got me in touch with the maintenance guy.
You're on a winning streak, get him.
Mm-hmm.
We had a after the catamaran.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we went to a restaurant, which I won't name. Because I'm not going to talk very highly about
it. Oh, my God.
And it's normally a fun restaurant.
I've heard this is normally a fun restaurant. Jiggy's like, this is one of my favorite places on all of
Key
West.
It's a very Key West-y, sprawling dive bar-y type thing.
So let's go there.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, let's go there. So we got there. We had quite a few people. I mean, I would say like 20.
Yeah.
It was probably like a 20-person party. And we get to – there you go. When we get there, the waiter
– this is the downside of Key West.
The waiter goes.
Service needs help.
Yeah. No, it's one
Nobody's
guy.
Nobody's down there.
There's too many people.
Nobody's at work. No, it's Key West. Nobody's at work. Like everybody,
sounds like this office.
Yeah, right.
And a roundabout as well, too, this one.
Yeah. So he goes, the waiter prefaces it. Well, he looks pretty messed up. He's like, he's gimping around and shit. And he's like, just so you know, I got a hurt leg. So tell me everything you want at once so you don't have me running back and forth. And he didn't say it in a way that was like, hey, man, can you help me out? He said it in a way of like, hey, you owe me this.
Yeah, hey, dickhead.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in while my legs hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type.
So a couple of things happened. You know,
and he looked like he was like.
He looked like a crackhead.
Yeah, on that spectrum for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that abnormal in Key West? Is everybody like – just from the way I hear, it's like a party town. So I thought most people look like crackheads.
I think more drunks than crackheads.
Yeah, it was surprising that this guy had a job.
You know, there's a difference between a crackhead and a drunk.
Sure.
Sure.
A different look.
I think so, yeah. A crackhead's like wild-eyed, where a drunk is more like sedate.
Yeah, okay. The drunk's having fun. A crackhead's just
crackhead's looking for more crack.
Yeah, that's it.
What got me was he was wearing a shirt that they sell there. And it had holes in it. So like, you know, like when we used to work at the stash, we would just take a shirt off the rack and wear it as our employee shirt. And he still had like holes in his shirt and stuff, which it was weird.
So he announces that in the beginning. So immediately you're like, all right, the service is going to be slow. But how slow? We could have never dreamed. And I'm like, who's the fucking manager who puts this guy in charge of like a table this size?
It was crazy.
And then like we finally begged another lady, this other lady. We're like, can you please just help him? Like just give him a hand. And eventually she just turned into the waitress.
Yeah.
He never came back.
Well, she was like, I can't do it, but I can tell him what you need.
Yeah. She can tell him what – but we were like, he's never going to bring it here. So eventually like – I mean the drinks came slowly. The food came even more slowly. But like at one point, Q's like, I have to go and do something real fast. I'll be back. And
we had a drunk attendee at the meal that I had to get back to the hotel to nap.
Yeah,
I was full service, Walt. I was Uber. Yeah. I was everything.
Yeah, he. When I tell you, this guy was all over the place. He was all over the place. Yeah. So he drops this person off, comes back, the food still isn't there, which was 20 to 25 minutes later. Yeah. And but during that time, they did bring out one meal. It was a cheese steak with fries on the side, and we thought it was Q's because she put it down right in front of
it
Q's
was
plate. It wasn't yours.
Well, two people ordered cheese steaks, I guess.
Three people did.
Three people.
Because what happened was she puts the cheese steak down, and me and DeRosa are like, "Fuck it, Q's not here. We're gonna have some of his fries." So we started eating his fries, and then the lady goes, "Oh, my mistake. That's not yours. That goes to somebody else."
At a different table?
We thought somebody else at the table. It was somebody else at a different table, and she brought it and gave it
she
to him.
She can't take it back.
She did. She gave. We God. We watched her give it to him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
So that's pretty much – that exemplifies how the night went. Q eventually got back. We eventually all ate. But on our way out, there's a guy – now, there's only one walkway out, and I would say it's about as wide as like your average driveway, maybe a hair wider. And there's a guy pressure washing chairs.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
And the fucking mist is going all over the place. The water's going all over the place.
He's not stopping.
To the point where Q just goes, can you stop?
Yeah. I was like, dude.
Jimmy and Michelle showed up after we were seated. ordered their food, got their food, ate before this table's food showed up.
Yeah.
Although I got to say, like Mary Beth, with in regards to Gidim, was like, what's wrong with this guy? Where like Gidim was supposed to get a beer, and like the waitress comes by, she's like, hey, is there anything anybody needs? And nobody says anything. Like, no, we're all good. She walks away, and Gidim's like, well, I could use that beer I ordered 20 minutes ago. It's like, then, why the fuck didn't you ask her then?
Then the guy brought me a Coors.
Yeah, I got you a Coors instead of
that. Then he brought me three more beers after that. He's like, I opened this one. Nobody can drink it here. And I was like,
well, that's
just as
good.
Relieving.
You got a free one.
Yeah. But I'm trying to pound him back because you can't walk around with alcohol there.
Let's put it this way.
Of course you can.
Every beer he drank was free. Put it that way.
You can walk around alcohol?
There were signs.
Fucking rookie. Throw that shit in a plastic cup and walk around.
To the signs.
That sign was probably put there as a joke.
Mm. All right. What do we got here? Let's see. Hold on a second.
And then we started shooting season 13 this week.
Of IJ? Mm.
Dude, it's been so much fun. I carried that.
You're on a roll.
I'm on a happy roll. It's WrestleMania weekend. I feel like a dog they're going to put down at the end of this week. Like I'm having the best week ever. It's so much fun making the show again. I forgot. I think what you need to do, you know what I mean, to forget.
Yeah.
You need to.
You need to have it be taken away for a little while.
Yeah.
Then you realize how much you really miss it.
Oh, I loved it.
Was it that way this week with Gidim?
Yeah, sure.
Guys, Blue Chew has just become inclusive.
Ooh.
Guys, if you're a lady or you're a fella – or that person that sent you an eggplant emoji at 2 a.m.
As a big – in the gay community, this would be fucking blue gold.
Why not?
Right?
Oh, I don't know why, but I never considered the fact that gay men would have trouble getting hard.
Sure.
Because it's so sexy.
Yeah. I just thought they'd be like so happy to be
they're just hard
banging
all the time.
Another dude that they're just ready to go. I don't know why. I mean it in a good way. I don't mean it like a bad way. I'm like – it just seems like that lifestyle.
They don't have the same issues medically that a heterosexual guy would have.
Not when it comes to heart, to boners. I just thought that they would
it's
be like
the land of Oz. They put their pants on the same way you do.
I know, but they're not dealing with women. You know what I mean? Like it's all fun.
They're just assless pants.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a dad joke too?
No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You're an artist.
You would have been on that boat, Walt.
All right. I guess I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, sure enough. Or that person that sends you an eggplant emoji at 2 a.m. is ready for better sex than you should be too.
2 a.m.?
2 a.m. I mean, that's what we were
– phone's not even on.
When we were doing the shows, I was like as we start, I'm like, I would be in bed at this point. That's when Blue Chew comes in. They've been on a mission for years to get you bricked up, build your confidence, and help you actually perform in the bedroom. Their new arousal-boosting formula, Blue Chew Gold, is helping millions of men have better sex in 2026. When most ED meds only focus on blood flow, Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients with blood flow. By combining two ingredients for blood flow with two ingredients for mental arousal and connection, so you're not just physically ready, you're actually in the mood.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. It affects your brain chemicals? Yeah. I haven't heard that claim before.
Yeah, they said there's a while ago they were doing that.
Isn't that a roofie?
The gold one, right?
Or ecstasy?
The gold one? Yeah.
Not a roofie, ecstasy.
I mean, sign me up.
Yeah, evidently. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's time for less talking, more rocking, less hanging, more banging, less thinking, more dinking. Seriously, who wrote this? It's simple. Chew it and do it.
Mm.
That's my question. Yeah.
More dinking.
Don't let your mind get in the way of a good time. Level up with Blue Chew Gold and less is more. So how about more is more? More blood flow, more arousal, and more performance. Don't let your mind get in the way of a good time. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And here's a special deal for listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code TESD. That's promo code TESD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Booyah.
Mm-hmm. Now we got Factor. Oh, I got to use my phone for this one, too, because Mary Beth sent me all the stuff that she likes, but I can't read the both at the same time. All right, Factor. Hunger strikes and you're exhausted. Then there's something healthy in your fridge pantry you should be making, but you don't have it in you. Until you realize that you found Factor. With Factor, you're hitting your nutrition goals without the planning, grocery runs, or cooking. Factor has meals built around your goals, whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support for strength and recovery workout. For strength and workout recovery, check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection. Every meal is crafted with functional ingredients, lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, and healthy fats. Factor bans 175 ingredients. No artificial colors or sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no refined seed oils, just nutrient-dense food.
Do you think, I guess, enough time has passed since
Bill O'Reilly called Blue Chew a roofie?
But that since Bill O'Reilly got canned from the Factor, that you can call a product the Factor and not think of Bill O'Reilly? Because I'm sure nobody here did, but
oh, no,
but
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
The O'Reilly Factor?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that connection.
Yeah, but yeah.
No spin zone.
Yeah, but yeah, I wonder, yeah. I guess enough time has passed that they're like – a company is like, we can call ourselves the Factor and not be associated with that guy.
I think so. I think enough time. When did he?
I think so.
He writes books now. Like, wrote a book about the Salem witch trials.
Got to do something, I guess.
Yeah.
I see a lot of like speculation. Like, people are just like, you know, Walt's a fucking closet MAGA.
Oh, I feel you.
And I was like,
they don't know how wrong you are. They are.
And I was like,
you have to care to be MAGA. At least, at the very least, you have to care about it.
And the only reason I liked, I watched the show was because I liked the guy who there was a murder in California of this little girl, and the lawyers representing the killer were trying to come up with like sweeten the deal for him.
Right.
And they were going to reveal the location of the body of the little girl.
Was it Polyclass?
No, not her. It was after that.
Okay.
And in between them negotiating for a lighter sentence, they found the body. So that they took that off the table. Those same lawyers stayed on the case though and defended that guy, even though they knew they were going to reveal where the body was. Thus making it – they knew who the killer was.
Right.
And they fucking went after the girl's mother and said that her lifestyle was the reason that her daughter was dead.
Oh, were they swingers or something?
I don't remember. Maybe she was into
– it was in California. I vaguely remember this.
And O'Reilly was so pissed off it fucking mirrored my fucking outrage that these two scumbag lawyers – how could they live
like
with
that.
Themselves? They knew the fucking guy was a murderer.
Yeah.
And he vowed – that was the very first show I ever saw of his. And he vowed that he was going to take down these lawyers because of how they could do this as human beings.
Right.
That's how he kind of won me over. But then it became more about like – it was way more or less about the like taking down fucking shitty lawyers and more about fucking
about
politics
right
and shit.
Yeah.
And eventually I just stopped watching. But that was my – when TSD first started, that was, I said I liked the O'Reilly Factor and –
so ever
that kind
since
of stuck
then.
With me. And people, what are we doing here? What ad are we doing?
Yeah, Factor.
Factor.
Yeah, the Factor.
Not the Bill O'Reilly one. No. The good one. Yeah. Tasty food that keeps you healthy.
Exactly. Food that is fresh, never frozen. Over 100 rotating weekly meals, including globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean and Asian. So there's always something new to look forward to. Try the newly launched ready-to-eat salads with vibrant ingredients like elote corn and miso edamame.
Miso horny for edamame.
I don't co-sign this accent. I want to say that to Factor.
I just said, what was the name of that food? Miso what?
Miso edamame.
What is that?
It's like soybeans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So miso horny for Factor is kind of.
I think they're going to use that.
I mean, it's right there.
It's not good.
I understand why we went for it.
2026.
I think it's actually okay now.
We're back, baby.
I think we went through 10 years of fucking hell, finger wagging bullshit, no fucking moral fucking superior. Oh, there I go using that word again.
There you go.
Sorry, Factor. All right, we got to bleep that in the Factor.
Yeah. Sorry, Factor.
Bleep it. Don't take it out.
Yeah, don't take it out. I want the finger waggers to know they lost. But yeah.
Our bleep is a chicken. So. plus 70.
Just leave the hard C in there before you beep it.
So
people know. Yeah. So there's no gray area what was said.
People know. You didn't say it, but people know. Plus 70 plus add-ons to round out your nutrition from green juices to peanut butter energy bites. I bet you Gidim would like that.
Is that like peanut butter chicken?
I hope.
It's probably just as tasty.
Yeah, peanut butter bites. Ready in 2 meals. Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door so you have time for everything you love this spring. And this is what Mary Beth put on pesto chicken and quinoa chimichurri, filet mignon, Thai curry, shrimp, and rice. That's what she had listed as shit that she likes. And by shit, I mean the awesome Factor food.
Yeah.
So head to factormeals.com/TESD50 off and use code TESD50 off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until 9/27/26 and see website for more details.
Now, Gidim has a picture of the three barons and the curator as a space monkey. Gidim, right. You should wear gold all the time. You look so much thinner.
That is not
That is me. Not him.
That's Nick. That is not you? I don't have my glasses
on. That is one of the wannabes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I didn't have my glasses on.
Still looks like him. I do, and it still looks like him. You're right.
It really does look like him, though. Okay.
Somewhere Nick's like, I look like a skinny Gidim. Oh, good Lord. Somebody save me.
Well, yeah, I guess nobody's happy with that comment, huh?
Yeah, that costume is spot
on. Guy who's the Baron, though, it looks like me without my glasses on.
Yeah, those costumes are spot on. These guys, mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Everybody who came to party. All of the attendees, the guests.
You like the pirate night? I wasn't even aware of it. And people are running around looking like pirates. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a single dud in the bunch. No. Everybody was just there for a good time. It was great.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I know that it's easy for people. I mean, not easy for people.
I could have went and been the dud.
You could have been the dud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have been the dud.
The human dud.
We need one.
I know it's not nearly
once
as easy.
Once I get there,
you
put an E after that dud.
Dude.
And I become dude.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. You know, everybody's super polite. Well, you would have been comfortable. Like, it's like, you would have been great.
I know.
That's all right. Next year. My boy Eli was there.
Yeah.
I didn't get to spend as much time with him as I wanted. But
you didn't smoke?
No. And I promised him I would. And I was just too busy. And somebody, somebody asked me to make a video for them.
Yeah.
For someone that was sick or something. And I promised them I would. And then I just lost track of them. So I don't remember.
Does this suffice?
No, it just if you hit me up on Twitter, if you hit me up on Twitter, I didn't forget. I still want to make that video for you. I just didn't.
I just don't know who it was, where to send it now.
Yeah.
They should have had their info at the ready. Like, here it is.
I mean, it's tough to ask me to do stuff like that in the middle of a crowd of 100 people. Yeah, but, you know, too. It's like it is what it is. But I did tell them I would do it and I want to do it. So.
Yeah, I mean, many people were already talking about QS3 and I would tell him, I would like, look, I don't think you know how much work Q puts into this.
Yeah.
Like, forget seeing
you. So it might not happen?
No, I don't want to think about it for a little bit.
Yeah, if it might not happen, I could promise that me and Sunday Jeff will be there. And if me and Sunday Jeff are at Key West, the fucking poles will fucking shift.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with
North
that.
North Pole will become the South Pole.
A Kraken will come out of the ocean. Ravage across the islands.
I think Jeff would do well there.
He would be great. He'd be worshipped. Yeah. He'd be worshipped.
Oh, yeah. People would love him.
Oh, without a doubt. Do you think he wouldn't go? Because we never asked him.
Never asked him. I think if given enough lead time,
yeah,
he probably could make the
promising Jeff Dunham will be there. He'll show
him. You have to get him a private plane down.
Yeah.
Did we finish Factor?
We finished Factor. Okay, we have one more. I don't know if we want to do it now. We want to talk a little while. Yeah, just knock it out. Okay. This message is sponsored by Raycon.
Raycons. Love my Raycons.
Everybody does get them. Please personalize with details about your own mom or other moms in your life. Okay.
Oh, this is Mother's Day?
This is Mother's Day. Yeah, with Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find that gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. My mom is 80. I don't know that she has her everyday life includes like listening to headphones, but if I had a young mom, younger than me even.
So Pam doesn't listen to Josh Groban through her Raycons?
She doesn't. She puts it on a speaker and tortures Edgar.
Well, maybe for Mother's Day this year you can get her a gift and Edgar a gift.
That's true. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Do you think it's like earbuds are too advanced for an 80-year-old? They just take them out of a case and put them in your ear. I mean,
I imagine it's losing them. That would be the issue.
With the new over-the-ear ones, it'd be really easy.
But can't you get a lanyard for her ear? You like keep them on
I guess
lanyard?
I could, yeah. I'm like, here, Mom, now you're going to wear this from now on.
This is your lot.
Yeah. With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find that gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life, whether she's going for a walk, She doesn't. Running errands, she doesn't. Commuting, she doesn't. Or taking a quick phone call. That she does. She sits there and complains about the telemarketers constantly.
Nice.
I'm like, just don't pick up the fucking phone then.
It's so much fun though when you answer the phone.
Yeah. Well, oh, shit. Sometimes. Hold on.
It's gone.
Actually, I keep my Raycons on a lanyard.
Yeah. There you go. Be like
an 80-year-old woman. let's see. They've become a go-to for everyday listening with active noise cancellation. They help block out background noises so she can stay focused on what she's listening to, whether that's music, a podcast, or a call. Everything sounds clear and immersive, which makes it easier to stay present and enjoy those small moments throughout the day. It's a thoughtful Mother's Day gift that fits into her routine, and honestly, it's a great time to pick them up. If you want a pair for yourself too, you can grab them for 15% off. Raycon's everyday earbuds are packed with upgrades. Oh, classic. Sorry. They're packed with upgrades. They got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put no matter what you're doing. The new colors are awesome.
I like the two devices because then I haven't paired to two of my phones.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter which phone I'm using.
You wait until they can pair with eight things at the same time, right?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Bluetooth 20 will do that.
Right. Here's the kicker. Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but had half the price and over 3 million happy customers and 30-day happiness guarantee say so. There's no reason to overpay. Get them. You use your Raycons just about every day, especially when you go to that
the Chinese buffet. Yeah.
Yes.
The one thing I noticed Key West didn't have.
Chinese buffet?
An all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet.
They used to, I remember. Yeah, there was one right on Duval Street. Yeah, years and years ago. Really?
There was a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not a buffet.
But, I mean, you could just order multiple plates.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Or not.
Up to 32 hours of battery life with the case. The quick charge function, 10 minutes, gives you 90 minutes of playtime. And awareness mode, so when you're out walking the dog or running errands, let's hear what's happening around you while still enjoying your podcast. So celebrate the moms in your life. Go to buyraycon.com/TESD to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. So thank you, Raycon, for sponsoring. All right. That's it for the ads.
Peace.
Now we can talk about this big bachelor party that you won't be attending, Q.
No, I am not going. I love him.
Right.
You know, Jimmy the Hair Guy's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't make a bachelor party on WrestleMania weekend. That's my Super Bowl.
That's what you were saying, yeah.
40 years I've been watching this thing. I can't not do it. And I just spent the weekend with Jimmy. I've never missed WrestleMania, no.
Never. Going all the way back to the very first one?
Going back to the first one. We used to get together at my aunt's house and because you'd have to rent it.
How old were you?
40 years ago. So no, I was 10.
10.
And we used to, you'd rent on one, my aunt's TV and all the cousins would go there. So you'd have like 25 people watching WrestleMania on this small screen. I love it. And I just took Jimmy on a catamaran.
Yeah.
You know, what do I got to do? Every weekend with Jimmy the Hair Guy?
Now it's your young ward.
Maybe just 2 out of 50.
He's having dinner at 10 o'clock at night. I don't know, man. It sounds like a young man's game.
It does sound like a young man's game, doesn't it?
Are going to be there.
Yeah.
I like how when Rub was texting us, there was a text for the young guys and a text for the old guys.
If it wasn't WrestleMania weekend, I'd be there. But you can't take it from – I make plans.
They don't DVR it? They don't have it ever? You could watch it on tape delay?
No. They can. I'm not doing it.
You can't turn your phone off so you don't – you're not
aware. What if it gets spoiled?
No.
Well, as I say, turn your phone off. It'll probably be on every TV, though.
Yeah, somebody – it's WrestleMania, man. I don't want to fuck it up. I love it. Danhausen's there, you know?
What are the days you wouldn't go, Walt, if it was on this day? What, like Super Bowl wouldn't matter?
I like his wedding is in peril because it's Oliver's first birthday.
Oh, come on.
And we're having a major backyard party at my house that afternoon. So depending on what time it's over, I may take the ride. But I don't know what time he's getting married, though.
No, nor do
I. So, like, I don't know. Like, I might get there well after the, I do has been said.
Right.
And what's the point then? Like, does it matter then if I, like, show up for, like, 10 minutes? And I'm like,
send
hey.
A card with $100 and call it a day.
100.
No? Too little?
You can't. That's Jimmy the fucking Hair Guy. I don't want it.
Yeah, but you're not even going.
Yeah, so what, though? That's bad right. decor to talk about that, though. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll FaceTime in like you did at Q West. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Says it's from 4 to 11.
4 to 11 is the wedding?
That's what it says, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I might get out of there by 6, so yeah. I may be able to shoot up. I don't know how long it'll take me to get. We'll see what happens, though. But, yeah, I can't miss the baby's first birthday party, though.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. So that keeps me away. And I think Super Bowl, I would be like, you're having your wedding on Super Bowl
Sunday?
Well,
that's how I feel about WrestleMania. Yeah, like, that's yeah, why, yeah. It's the same exact thing. Like, why would you?
I've considered having a wedding on Super Bowl Sunday, making it the dinner reception be a Super
your
Bowl
wedding?
Party. Yeah. If I got married.
If you guys – okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a reception Super Bowl party type combo. I thought it would be cool.
I'm surprised you didn't get offers for marriage after you stepped off stage.
I might have. I
thought for sure you were going to get laid. I was like, there's no way this guy's dick doesn't get wet after this performance.
I'm sure my father would have loved that.
He also did – don't be disappointed. He did fall too.
A couple times,
he was all cut up because he got blood all over him the next day.
I think if the Devils were in the Stanley Cup Finals, I might be also might use that as, as an excuse not to. I can't miss this.
Well, the grandkids' first birthday, that's a pretty solid reason.
Yeah. We're having a tent.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We're having, I think, at least one barnyard animal.
Wow. Little petting zoo going on.
Well, if it's only – can you call it a zoo if only one animal is there?
What is it, like a mule?
Goat? It's a goat? Rabbit.
Oh, a rabbit? You have to pet a rabbit?
Yeah.
All right.
Just put some ears on Teddy.
I know. That's what I said.
Oh, I had this Boris. I brought Boris a cat down with me. And in the airport, some lucky listeners got to pet him. And they agreed that his fur feels like a dream. Like a dream of a cloud. No lies were told. I was informed.
Yeah, you got the other guy, Richard.
Yeah.
He reminds me of my little cat. Like you pet him 4 times, then he's like, like leave me alone.
Yeah. I didn't raise him. I'm just looking after him.
Yeah. Boris seems super chill in the carrier.
Q has definitely passed over into that. Like he's been a celebrity too long, where he believes everything everybody tells him. Like your cat's fur is like heaven. Yeah. Your cat's fur is as soft as a cloud. Of course, they confirmed it.
Only because his fur is like heaven. I mean, if they told me he was a white cat, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I agree. Tastes like heaven. It was funny though, having my cat up in first class and Johnson walking by, and I was like, can we get a mimosa for the cats?
Yeah, it was a riot.
Oh,
that was good.
Did you fly? Like, did you crawl underneath where the sink, since you knew there wasn't going to be in use, you could fucking sneak on and sit under where the sink was, the broken sink?
I was on a different flight, sadly. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He wasn't on that one.
Yeah.
At Jimmy's wedding, there's going to be something called, we got this message. Well, it was actually on Facebook, I believe. And this is for the end of the wedding, Walt. So if you get there in time, you'll be ready for this.
Now, I know everybody's in costume, right? I was going to go as the Baron. You think you'd like that?
I think you'd love it.
Yeah,
I think I'd marry you.
I'd love it.
You'd be smacking the table so hard.
What time's it end?
4 to 10.
All right. So I got to get there by 10. And as the Baron to do something at the end where I think I know what it is, with soda or something like that?
Figo, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What is Figo Armageddon? You would do that, huh?
As the Baron, since I missed the majority of it, the least I could do is get doused in soda.
Mm-hmm. For all non-juggalos, it is basically something that happens at the end of Insane Clown Posse shows or at the end of their set at the gathering. They just unload and throw all the Faygo at once, causing a shower of Faygo, which is a type of soda, all over everyone involved. This is how we'll be ending our celebrations on Saturday. If you'd like to participate, bring a change of clothes or don't and just go all in. I hope everyone will find it a great time either to participate or experience it from the sidelines. That sounds like what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, sidelining.
So I'm a sideline guy when it comes to that kind of shit.
How long could I ask Jimmy to delay the actual nuptials before I'm like, don't do it until I get there?
Well, I'm an hour out.
Yeah, it depends on how far out you are. I think he would.
There is a time that he would.
Oh, there is a time.
Yeah, for sure.
If I was like, come on, bro, you know, what time are you doing it? Like probably 7. I'm like, no, man, I won't be able to make it 7. Make it 9:30.
9:30? It's Oliver's birthday. There they are. Jimmy and
I mean, Michelle. She's lovely. She's just wonderful. Like everybody likes talking to her. She's so sweet. It's funny watching because he shows up on the catamaran in – orange, bright orange, Insane Clown Posse shorts and to Juggalos. And Doug Benson's like, is he really a Juggalo? And I'm like, oh, get over here, Jimmy. And then I look over and Jimmy and Doug Benson are talking for like an hour. I was like, it's such a great mixture of people on this boat.
Yeah. Well, I stayed in the same house as Doug Benson. And I can say that I met him.
Yeah.
But briefly, I was like, we passed each other in the hallway going to the bathroom. Or yeah. Like, I never really got to sit down and talk to him. He was never there. He was always out with his lady.
He was always out with his lady. It's great. Well, they were on the boats with us. They were on both boats and stuff. But I think they were getting a little bit of vacation in. But
right.
When you fucking hit a home run like he hit.
Yeah, that's what I heard, man. He really killed.
And he even got off stage. And it was – this is what I'm saying about the ants. Because, like, most of the audience is ants.
What would you say the percentage was of ants?
I don't know. What do you think? 75?
Yeah, 75, 80.
Is that high?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Because I don't advertise it. I just,
you know.
And Doug, after stage, he's like, you know, he goes, I was really worried because this isn't my audience. And, you know, there's some insider stuff on the show. He got off stage and he's like, they are warmer to me than my audience is to me, is what he said. And I go, they're the fucking best. They're just the best.
Yeah. Did he want that out there for public consumption? Dissing his own audience?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's okay.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't mean his audience not warm.
But the ants were overly warm.
Ants were overly warm.
I have to say, like, every show I went to, every table was taken up.
Yeah.
The same level of energy, whether it was the first show of the night or the last show of the night, which was us.
Which was us, yeah.
But really, like, so into it.
So into it.
It was great.
It was phenomenal. I felt the love.
There's getting playing some X-Men.
Pinball Arcade.
Yeah. That's my father.
How did your dad like it?
He liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he had a great time, yeah.
Good. Yeah. I mean, people were so excited he was there.
Yeah. The second day we got up, we were going to go to brunch. He's like, I'm like, I'll put the jersey on. He's like, no, I don't want to put the jersey on. Yeah. And then we went to brunch, and he goes, you know, I think I might go back to the house and put my jersey on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, cool. I mean, people were excited that he was there. They're like, get him, Dad. He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's him.
Anybody ask him what your real name was?
No, I don't think so.
His real name is Get'em.
Yeah.
It's like Bruce Wayne and Batman. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when Get'em was doing something, your dad started Googling you up in the right.
Yeah,
like, what's my son up to?
Yeah.
So he Googles like Get'em Steve Dave, and he starts finding Reddit threads. Which I have to say is impressive for an older guy like to be able to like hunt you down
Google?
Like that.
Well, get him and
yeah, I guess get him. Yeah,
did he have questions about what he saw?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what?
Just
you're married.
It's like why are all these people angry at you?
That's a long story, Dad.
Yeah,
because you can't shut your fucking mouth.
He knows that.
I said to him at one point, I go, I really love seeing you here. They all want to know where Get'em came from. And he goes, a lot of parent teacher meetings with that kid. He goes, this is great. Yeah. There he is singing. Yeah. I will say to anybody listening, the one note I have for the audience is it's not group participation.
Right.
There were some people who were really screaming over some of the comedians and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one or two people were, like, just a little too
– like, involved with the comedian?
Yeah, like, talking to them while they're in the middle of their act.
It has to be the 25% who weren't ants.
No, I wish it was. I wish it was. I had to take ownership. I'm like, ah, they're excited. They're, you know, they feel they're part of it.
It was curator.
Hirosha!
He was belligerent because he heard he was being replaced.
Who's this fucking kid, Justin Kyle? I only had one news story this week, Walt. I thought you might be interested in this, in case you're not already aware of it. String of missing or dead scientists, too coincidental not to be of a major concern, Congressman says, as 11th mystery emerges.
Scientists are going disappearing?
The deaths or disappearances of 11 top U.S. scientists and researchers is a matter of national
importance. I mean, that's a shocking number.
That's a pretty high number, isn't it?
Yeah. 11?
11.
And how did they – they just disappeared or they died suspiciously?
It says, died suspiciously or just disappeared. The lawmaker argued the fate of the scientists is almost certainly linked to the access some had to classified aerospace, defense, and UFO information.
Mm. Oh.
Or may involve bad factors from China, Russia, or Iran.
Yeah. So did our own government silence them or did foreign actors get a hold on them?
Yeah. Some of the scientists literally just disappeared without a trace, including Air Force Major General William Neil McCaslin, who vanished in February after he tried to Berlinson said he tried to contact him twice about his research into unidentified anomalous phenomenon. Government speak for UFOs.
Hmm.
Investigators claim McCaslin had experienced mental fog before disappearing from his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico. New Mexico?
Yeah, but right there, they've already laid Roswell? The groundwork. Mental fog. Yeah.
What's the definition of that?
Yeah, it says he had worked in top-tier positions.
What if they come for podcasters next?
I know. Wait a second.
What?
It says here, his name even appeared in WikiLeaks dump of Hillary Clinton campaign chairman Joe Podesta's emails with former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge claiming to have conversed with him about UAPs.
This is a wicked web.
There's a lot of people involved in this. Rock stars, scientists, politicians.
I didn't see – yeah.
Huh. So what do you think? Well, dead, missing, dead – Missing.
I have little doubt that that it's just a coincidence.
11 people missing or dead?
Yeah.
Everybody working with infrared telescopes or alien life or
why would they
mental fogs?
maybe they abducted them and they're torturing information.
Our government or the other government?
I think the other government. China, they're like Russia, they're like in a cave like Tony Stark somewhere.
China, Russia, or Iran?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I really doubt it. I just think it may not even be a real story.
Really?
Wow.
A doubter. You're going to be next, Walt. Be careful.
I can only protect you so much.
I don't know what would be the advantage of killing them. What are they – what can they –
because they know too much about UFOs.
About UFOs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's
– if 11 people from the plaza went missing or dead, you wouldn't be like, well, that's weird.
Right.
I mean, but one went missing and we were all worried.
Yeah.
Even if they were insiders, that information, I mean, you're just screaming in the wind. No one's going to really believe you, like unless you have irrefutable proof that there's UFOs. I don't know
why. Well, maybe you're onto something though and they're like, we don't want them to get the proof. Yeah.
You watch X-Files? They did that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a TV show, though.
Trump announced Thursday that his administration would provide the public with answers within the next few days.
Those answers never came, right?
Well, this was – let's see. When was the date for this article? I think this was actually today, April 17th.
Yes.
So the answers – yeah. So the answers are still to come, evidently.
How old is he now, Trump?
80-something.
He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he can't Google get him.
He could now just start dropping truth bombs.
If he wanted to.
Now's the time.
If he's not already. I mean, he doesn't seem to shy away from saying what he feels, right?
79? Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. So you don't care, Walt?
No.
You don't give a shit.
I really.
I thought for sure you would be.
Yeah, it doesn't pique
my interest at all. Wow. I don't really believe they were even high level scientists.
But what if they were?
NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory engineer Jack Mywite, who died in 2024.
2024?
Famous MIT.
So wait a minute, this goes all the way. So these 11 encompass.
Goes back to the 60s.
2023. So in the past 3 years.
Okay, 11
over 3 years.
I thought it was 11 in the past couple months.
No. But I mean, they go missing, they vanish, found dead.
It's such a small percentage of
scientists working on that shit. I don't think so.
I think there's probably thousands of scientists working on it since 2023.
How many would die before you were like, all right, something's up? Because 11's a sizable number.
Well, they're just missing. They're not dead.
And are they all working on the same
some
project?
Of them are dead. Nah.
Yeah.
The first non-nuclear components in American-made nukes.
So what's the number? 25?
Yeah, and it's not all UFOs. Some of it's nuclear.
Nuclear shit.
Well, that's more concerning.
Well, that could be that they were working with they were spies and they were maybe feeding information to another.
That's concerning
government.
Too. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't automatically assume that fucking the Greys came down and took them.
Well, no, I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're saying that part of it could be that. Like the Greys didn't come down and take them, but the people who don't want the Greys to be made aware of the Greys. are the ones who did it.
Which one's dressed like Mickey Mouse again?
Oh, it was a gray. Yeah,
it was a gray. Was a gray. Remember the aliens? The friendly ones had Mickey Mouse pants or something. We had a whole lore set up about 7 years
I
ago.
I thought you were talking about something that really existed. I was what is this story? I've never heard.
No, it was your theory.
Yeah, it was your
friendly
idea.
Friendly ones covered their dick or whatever it was.
They don't have genitalia.
They don't?
No.
It doesn't even come out? Like.
Well, it's not – you can't see it from looking at it like when they come out. I mean, most people when they describe the aliens, they never describe any like outside genitalia.
And they that would be notable.
You'd be the first thing, right? I will admit this. The first thing I'd look at their big eyes, but then only a few seconds later, I'd be like, I'd look down and see.
Shut your eyes, dart down. Okay.
He's probing me. Is he excited? Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too. It wouldn't be too long before I took a sneaky peek down there to see what.
I was right. I knew it. Put your fucking Mickey Mouse pants on.
Yeah, and you wonder, would an advanced society not have a need for genitalia?
Well, they still got to procreate, no?
Right, unless everything's done in a test tube.
That'd be no fun.
Where he just scrapes
like Demolition Man when poor aliens. The and they didn't have sex anymore.
Yeah.
You just scrape some cells and put it in a test tube, spitting it, and then wait
what
9 months.
What fun is that? So they're clones. They're not even like offspring.
Yeah.
Good theory. I like it. I like it. I'll go with it.
All right. That's all I had.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to run back home. The WrestleMania pregame.
Yeah. What's the pregame look like? How many people are at the house?
Well, they have Sal's coming over today. I got a couple of people coming over today. Just – it's like 3-4
hardcore
people.
Wrestler fans?
Well, it's so long. The day's so fucking long because it starts at – they have like pre-matches and like commentary. It really is like a big deal. So I'll just throw that on the TV. I guess – I bet you it starts around 3 or something like that. And then people just come and go, you know, because it's spread over 2 nights.
Oh, it's 2 nights.
It's 2 nights. And,
oh, God.
And your favorite match might be on Sunday. Whose match might be on Saturday?
But it's not 48 straight hours, though.
No, but it is long. I went to a two-day one once, and I was like, I can't ever do this again. It's just too long.
You were just sitting watching people wrestle, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was too long?
It was like 10 hours. Oh. Yeah, twice. You're like,
that's too much wrestling for you.
It's just too much to be in public because like, the whole time people are like, coming
you
up.
You don't have a private box?
No. Oh, a man of the people, bro.
The people I don't want to talk to.
Me and Boris are there in third row.
Pat my cat. Huh? Is that the softest cat you ever felt?
It is, Mr. Quinn. It is.
It's like a cloud.
Say it. Say it. Say it to him.
I want to hear you say it to him, not to me.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.